we always thought that we might have one day something with it. But it's only a baby, you know, don't get too excited. Don't think it's kind of a huge kind of show with crashing chandeliers or singing Nazis or Swedish pop songs.
Amazing thing about Alan Acorn is that, you know, if you're familiar with this other place, he's much darker. He's, you know, his the whole language he uses is very different, and he's brilliantly captured the Wodehousian style, the vocabulary, the clip, the tempo. It's brilliant when you can compare it to other works that he's done.
Alan said in rehearsal one day, he said P.G. Wodehouse wrote about an innocent, simple world that never really existed, and I just think it's a great time to step into that world for 2.5 hours a night, and where the biggest concern you have is getting somebody's name wrong or getting matched up with the wrong person.
Surrender now, or what's the use? And wave that friendly flag of truce. Just rush right out to greet him. Don't hesitate at all, dear. You'll bless the day that love rings your bell.
Ding, ding.
Hello.
It's love. Come in.
Kiss, kiss.
You'd have to be terminally sad, I think, not to love the show. You know what I mean? It's just such a not a malicious bone in its body.
It has a wonderful heart, and it just wants to entertain, and that's all it wants to do. It's not trying to be anything else but an entertainment, and I think it does a great job at that.
It's just been all in all a more than a positive experience. You really can't imagine something being more fun.
Always been a little baby favorite of mine. I always thought that it could one day come somewhere. I never believed it would ever come here.
It is life-affirming, it's heartwarming, it's joyous at a time where we need to be given permission to enjoy if we possibly can. And this is a non-confrontational type of play. I think of its kind, it's just the best in the world.